Hi, good morning. My name is Ed. I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask a few questions about the situation in your community and the nation. I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Yes, I voted for Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you.
Yes.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you race, white, African American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino?
No.
I'm sorry?
I'm not Latino.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. Somewhat conservative. Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on for each. I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You said 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, a 0 if it isn't important at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. Protecting Social Security and Medicare, 0 to 10.
Very concerned about Medicare as well.
Okay, so one number would you give me? 0 or 10? 0 is not at all important. Somewhat important. Thank you. Thank you. And fighting inflation and improving the economy, 0 or 10?
I'd say it's important, but I'd say it's about 8 too.
Thank you. Reducing crime and gun violence, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Making housing more affordable, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, 0 to 10.
I'll say 5.
5, you said?
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Approve or disapprove?
I'll say disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings for some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may set a number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, you never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. Joe Biden, 0 to 100.
Right now, 50.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Republicans in Congress, 0 to 100.
What was the question again?
Republicans in Congress. I want you to read your feelings.
Republicans in Congress, I'm against what they're doing. They can't get their act together.
Well, 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable.
Not in favor.
So would you say 0? Would you say
0?
Or, you know?
0.
Okay, thank you. The Food and Drug Administration or FDA, 0 to 100?
Probably 50.
Thank you. Moving right along. Now, I'm going to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focusing on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focusing on. You said 10 if it is the most important, and 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all, and you can use a number between 0 and 10. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition, 0 to 10.
I'll say 6.
Thank you. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages, 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. Oxalation prescription medication, 0 to 10.
I think they're doing okay because they gave me insulin, so I'll say about an 8.
Thank you. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes, 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. And it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
Probably, that's just all against smoking. 0, probably.
No, support or oppose?
Oppose.
Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you.
That's so much fun.
And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Benefit or harm?
More harm.
Somewhat more or much more?
Much more. People are going to do it legally.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government? Or are there other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to be to focus its efforts on? I'm going to read you two statements. Harm reduction and a personal focus on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful, smoke-free tobacco products. The next one is prohibition and a personal focus on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Which one do you feel is more of a better approach for the government to focus on? The first one or the second one?
Probably the second one.
The prohibition?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. An immediate loss of over $4 or $5 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Probably somewhat concerned.
Thank you. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Very concerned.
Thank you. More dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about these bans. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with that statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree at all with the statement, and you can use a number between 0 and 10. Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China, flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes. We simply give them another market in which to operate. Do you agree or disagree?
I think I agree.
Strongly agree? 10 or somewhat agree or 5 or?
Somewhat.
Any number in between?
Somewhat.
Somewhat agree. Thank you.
Bye.
advice. Thank you. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking. And our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rate in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the danger of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
10, strongly agree, somewhat agree, or any number between 0 and 10?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
I strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
0 to 10.
Somewhat?
Somewhat
agree.
Thank you. The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our life lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the danger of smoking are common sense. But it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they cannot smoke at all. 0 to 10. Agree or disagree?
They're going to find how to do it anyway. So I probably somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, it is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Probably oppose it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Somewhat opposed.
Opposed, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. Regardless of what you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? More benefit or more harm?
More harm.
Somewhat or much more?
Probably somewhat.
Thank you. Would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports this ban on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
It doesn't have any impact who I vote for.
It will have no impact on you with
yeah.
You? Okay. Thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigarettes, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Oral nicotine pouches, yes or no?
No.
Wine, yes or no?
No.
Soda, pop, yes or no?
Yes.
Beer, yes or no?
No.
Liquor or spirits, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. A smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew, yes or no?
No.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products, yes or no?
No.
Cigars, yes or no?
No.
Coffee, yes or no?
Yes.
yeah. Me too. I cannot live without it. Heat not burn tobacco products, yes or no?
The what?
Heat not burn tobacco products. I have no idea what that is, but if you don't know,
no,
that means.
I don't.
Yeah. Pipe tobacco, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, we're almost done. We are 90%. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2 years college.
You have an associate's degree
associate.
Thank you. Thank you. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single,
married.
Separated. Thank you.
Married.
And do you have any children under the age of 18 living in your household?
Under 18? No.
No? Thank you.
Yeah, grown up.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Probably other lower income.
Thank you. And are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Take care.
All right. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.